if you really want to know the truth, we were discussing the dance last night. By the way, where's Mary?
She stayed home.
I don't think she's feeling well.
I hope she's still not upset about last night. I didn't mean to hurt her feelings, but, well, that's exactly what we were talking about. How is a guy supposed to know from one minute to the next what's on a girl's mind?
You might try asking her.
That doesn't ever seem to work. And besides, I usually wind up more confused than I was before. Mary and I, we go round and round. I'm never sure what she wants. One day it feels like we're off the ground. Next day it feels like we're not. Why does a boy bother? Who needs to be worried? I don't think I like this game. But it really doesn't matter. Soon I'll see you moving. And I'll want to know her name.
Michael and I, we go round and round. Most of the time he's impressed. Only when I let up on the charm.
So with the boys we go round and round. We like to know what we miss. Wanting to be near them, we have found. Impossible to resist. Why does a boy bother?
Why needs to be worried?
I don't think I like this game. But it really doesn't matter. I'll be a new miss. And I want to know her game. So with the girls we go round and round. Round and round. I admit it. You're right, Lisa. Being a teenager is a mutual problem.
Well, we're not going to solve anybody's problems by standing around here.
You're not fucking kidding. Come on, let's do something. I'm getting bored. Yeah, okay, let's go. Gee whiz.
Hold on, you guys. Wait a minute. I really don't think my folks would appreciate all of us descending on them, especially on a Saturday afternoon.
Hey, how about the museum? It's not very far from here.
I can't believe it. I spent all week waiting for Saturday, and now that it's here, I can't decide what to do with it.
I can. Anything is better than being in school.
Lisa's right. We've got 2 whole days, and no school. No school!
No school!
About a study hall pass, another 4 days to get through.
Then on Wednesday, I'm over the hump. I've only 2 more days to do. Another weekend, I've got the kids not counting. Dad's mountain, can't wait until Saturday.
So happy.
days of the kind, and then the weekend is mine. I've got those can't stop counting, tensions mounting.
Right, that, what I just played for the last little bit, was some July 4th Toilet on Thunderbird Radio Hell back in 1995. I guess when Naga was doing it. Pretty crazy, pretty, I don't know, morning stuff, maybe. Is this morning stuff? We're here, way back. This is 8 o'clock, 8:07. We are into the 14th. Hour of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. It's been a lot of fun. After this, I think I'm going to be able to take a nap. We'll see what happens. So this is my last excitement until that happens. Live in studio with us right now, we have Chris Horrific, or is it Bible Belt?
Bible Belt.
Bible Belt on CITR. Take it away.
Tell you you're not good enough. I like what I see. You can beat any kid in the league. They'll never tell you you're not big enough. They told your dad that, but you have half a foot on me. They'll never tell you you're late to the rink. I'll get you there. You'll outwork every player on the team. They'll never tell you you don't think. You're staying late, you're gonna read every play that you see. They'll never tell you your shot's not hot enough. I wanna see pucks blast through the net and onto the street. They'll never tell you don't take advantage of the advantages I never had. I think you owe it to yourself and me. They'll never tell you your dad don't care. I'll shut anyone out that wants to keep my boy from his dream. They'll never tell you don't take advantage of the advantages I never had. I think you owe it to yourself and me.
Thank you.
enough. I what I see, you can beat any kid in the league. Never tell you you're late to the ring. I'll get you there, you'll let me play the team. Never tell you you're not big enough. I won't see punks blast through the net and onto the street. Never tell you you're not big enough. They told you about that. Never tell you, you don't take advantage of the advantages I never did. I think you owe to yourself and me. Never tell you, you don't think, cancel your plans. I want to see all the things
I'm not trying out for a dear. I'm never trying out for Brandon. I'm going back to Mom's if she lets me. And I'm taking the first stop that's hiring.
I'm not going out for a deer. I'm never trying out for Brandon. I'm going back to Mom's if she lets me. And I'm taking the first job that's hiring. I'm not going out for a deer.
I'm never trying out for Brandon.
I'm going back to Mom's if she lets me. And I'm taking the first job that's hiring. She gets up at 4 a.m. so she can go to morning worship. When a friend touched her on the shoulder, it's like lightning went right through her. She fell to the ground, she stayed down there. That's too much for me. That's too much for me.
I'm one, I'm just not much of one. I put myself in front of everyone.
But she goes where the Lord puts her. Goes for weeks on drops of water. She goes to me, don't just stand there. You gotta find the right girl for ya. You need a girl that'll put up with you. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me, Lord, I get by. I want more than I can afford. Hope I'm not pissing off friends. I hope my time never ends. I'll scream till I am sore. I'm not gonna fuck up anymore. Going back to the bottom of the pile. Go back to the end of the line. I'll just stop getting all of you involved. Even though I hardly do it anymore. I hope I'm not pissing off friends.
Dad of mine's gonna call my mom a fool. My
She's not gonna say there's nothing she can do. No daughter of mine gonna walk alone to school. No son of mine makes any mistakes. No pastor's gonna tell me to get married today. No children of mine gonna be schooled at home. No wife of mine's gotta pay to go to Rome.
I still can't listen to that song because of, anyway.
What is the story with the Splash? What?
Okay. Hi, Ben. How are you feeling?
Good. How are you feeling?
Really good. Early. I didn't know. I've been friends with you for like 10 years, and I didn't know that you didn't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee, no. I mean, I can't drink.
Have a sip, man.
No, because it's no good. Look at Jay was just complaining about how he drank coffee.
That's Jay, eh? Yeah. Like, I've never seen him more scruffy in my life. He looks like he got
just woke up.
Punched by life.
This is great.
Where was he sleeping?
Yeah, I know. Did you and you know Scott? Like, yeah, Scott was passed out on the couch. Yeah. You guys.
That's why we're doing this. This is great.
And what happened to us? We went to bed at 11.
Yeah. Well, the craziest thing, as I was mentioning constantly, is that we saw Joel last night, and then now he's here again for a second time.
And he looked pretty good.
Like, oh, he was tired.
Oh, yeah?
Jarrett was, you know, like, the weird thing is just seeing people back the second time, meaning that they have a sleep and they came back already.
But yeah. Joel's got to work, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
And then he's
playing tonight.
Play tonight at
that show.
At the what show is that? You got to hype it. At
Ukrainian Hall show. Free show.
Yeah.
Oh, the free show at the Ukrainian Hall. Right? When did he say that?
While you were paying for parking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Awesome.
We always hype it.
Well, this is how much people love you, Ben, is they'll sacrifice their peace of mind.
For CITR.
Yes.
For CITR and for Ben Lowe.
And we're getting preempted 15 minutes for Jay frickin' Ferguson of Sloan.
Apparently. That's a good We'll see. I'm supposed to call it and figure it out. Bible Belt on the CITR morning drive.
Oh, very nice.
to work. I've never done, like I said, morning drive is awesome. And you have to swear in your song during the morning drive. Come on.
I have to swear?
Didn't you not swear yet?
I don't think I swore, Brother Ben.
Oh. And actually, I never asked you this. I was thinking about it. The song about hockey.
Yeah.
Was it of somebody you knew?
No, not at all. I just thought that it would be a fun song to talk about, a dad that wants his, you know, son to be like a famous sports person.
Right.
And every time
that doesn't Tom Cochran has a song like that already?
It's a Canadian
theme. No, I don't think that you're talking about Big League, right? I think that the dad in that wasn't that pushy. It was like the whole thing about that song was that he became popular too fast, and then he got drunk and
the Tom Cochran song?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Didn't he drive his car in the wrong lane in the Big League? And then, then my boy's going to play in the Big League, my boy's going to turn some heads, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a video. I don't know.
Anyway, but every time every once in a while I play that song, that someone comes up to me and says that, like, I used to play, and my dad used to kind of push me into that. And
did you ever play hockey?
Never. Like, were you ever good at a sport, Ben?
No. What about ping pong?
You're very good.
We play ping pong for people that don't know. Once in a while we put ping pong, but we go to this Vancouver table tennis club.
Yeah.
And you have people next to it. Well, we're like, you know, we're hitting it all right. We hit it back and forth. We don't miss a couple times. Yeah, East Hastings. And but then, you know, you see like old guys next to us, or even younger.
Old lady that was like must have been in her late 60s, and she was amazing.
Yeah, you know, like hitting like five balls at once and using like six paddles or something. I don't know. It's crazy. And,
wow,
and
kinda, you were on.
Yeah.
Wow, 12 hours. Yeah. So, can I ask you something? When did you get up like right at like 5:45 to do the show?
I couldn't.
I didn't think you could.
I couldn't. No, no. I slept. I went to bed at 5 a.m. yesterday, thinking that I can sleep all the way through, but I ended up waking up at noon, so... That didn't. It's hard. It was so exciting. I can't go to sleep. It's so exciting. Too much excitement. Anyways, enough about me. But more songs.
Okay.
Bible Belt on CITR 24 Hours of Radio Hell.
I just ran out. I think I can hear Ben. I can hear Ben on the phone. That's really funny. I can hear you on the phone. Dork. 12 hours of no sleep. I just ran out. Say sorry anymore. I took the news well, and that made her hate me more. Oh, if I could have you both, Daphne
great, but she doesn't want to have kids or think anything's her fault. All her jokes are jabs at me, and she tells her jokes a lot. She's best friends with her ex, and they're not officially broken up.
CITR. Darren was just calling and stuff. So
Darren, Susan.
So we are getting a call at 8:45 from.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Calling on the Bobby's cell phone.
Are you going to be doing the interview?
They're just playing a couple songs. Oh. Jay and me are going to be
No, you're not going to be doing the interview with Jay Ferguson. Why are you shaking your head?
Oh, I swear about the phone. It's going to sound. Yeah, it's going to. Oh. It's gonna be two songs. It's gonna be fine.
Come on, suck it up, people!
Yeah.
When are you gonna have another 24 hours of radio hell? Oh wow, I like her.
Yeah, it's all good.
Come on, people! This is no.
How much coffee had you?
It doesn't matter. We slept. We were like, oh, the dreams that we had. It was great. All right, sorry, man. Okay, so it's okay. How about we just do a couple more songs and then we'll leave you guys.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Poor guys. last question, Ben. Yes. And Shiva.
This is backwards. You're asking me questions.
Well, because you're not very good at it.
Oh, thank you, 42.
What?
Oh, Davey and Troy was on last night.
I know. I saw it on the board.
God, gong show. Yeah, okay, keep going.
You know, Ryan was telling me, like, from Collapsing Opposites, he was playing here. Hey! And he was performing, like, probably the way that I am, where with the back to the door.
Yeah.
And he felt that someone was behind him, watching him, and it totally creeped him out. And he couldn't do it. Like, he was, like, really intimidated by it.
I can see that, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a back checker. Whatever. What is that? No, that's.
Yeah. No. Do you feel a presence behind you?
Yeah. Oh my God! I was right.
Oh.
This is good radio. No one will know what the hell's going on.
Oh, what just happened?
What
was? Okay.
I think viewers.
What?
Listeners are probably smart enough to know what's going on.
Yes.
What is your question? I don't know.
Oh, what do you mean? No, that's it.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah,
all good. I'll do a couple more songs. Is there a song that we have not played that we sing on? How about we do that right at the end? All right. So I'm going to do this one.
Bible Belts on CITR as part of the awesomeness that is 24 hours of no sleep.
Poor Ben. All right. And I was going to tune that A flat. It sounds actually quite good. Nope. 11 hours from Winnipeg to Thunder Bay, 12 hours to Thunder Bay to Sault Ste. Marie. We came all this way to watch everybody leave. 25, I finally tried it and survived. Played 8 of my songs and God didn't pick me off. I believed what they said and they made it all up. Started off putting on shows for myself. Donna, here's $300. I hope that this helps. 20 people on the weekend is all I can get.
Mark, I don't think I can do this on my own. Eric, I don't think I can do this by myself. But you moved to New York and I was happy when you left. Zulu had their share of assholes back then. Discorder had their share of assholes back then. Alicia, I was such an asshole, and you probably think I still am. Adrian, please take money for the show. Don't tell me you hated every song you ever wrote. Every town needs an Adrian teacher to learn something from. Rose, Liv, Ben, Stefana, Aaron, Sasha, Harlan, Besh, Trevor, Patrick, Ali, Selena, Sean, Jared, Jeff. Whenever you're playing, I'll try to be at it. Besh, I never saw Jeff so confident. I think he's still in Europe. I read his messages. When I hear about his tour, the more excited that I get. Josh, I know it killed us, but I wish we still had the van. Cause every time I follow the lines in Ryan's map, I pick out all the places I hadn't played it yet. Allison, there's hopefully something about it that you like. Probably wasn't the 19 shows and 18 nights, or when I kept shooting down your ideas all the time. Hamilton was horrible, that's nothing new. Won't play in Olympia if I don't have to. If we play in the States again, I'll tell the border guard everything but the truth. Beg everyone for all their contacts. Opening for bigger bands is a pain in the ass. And if you borrow money from your dad, tell him he might never get it back. That song's called Mount Hope. And dad, my dad's listening, so I hope that Klaus Horrific is doing good. Okay. I need to get to the truck. You go on, I'll catch up. My rifle's something stuck. I need to get some buckshot. Jimmy, how long we've been doing this? Since you and I were kids, we stayed out for days, but now I got no stomach for it. The ground was soft that night as we unpacked our tents. The deer, it came to us. We didn't have to do much. The easiest one we ever had. Didn't even jump the fence, but I played with my pocket watch and let you take the shot. You said finish him off, and I told you I can't. Wait till I tell the guys, you won't be doing that. Getting evicted, you know we need each other to fight against the rest of them. But you said, wow, but since you've been friendly with people we don't need, you don't go to youth group anymore, you don't take my side anymore. He kicked the ground and spat. We're no longer friends. He stumbled down the trail, and I haven't seen him since.
Bible Belt on CHM. Actually, I do have one thing to ask you.
Do you know it's Bible Belts?
Yeah, Bible Belts.
Yeah.
On,
My favorite thing about when we played Music Waste is that little line in Only Magazine where they always have something, and it said, like the one we beat our gay son with. I thought that was pretty funny. No, you don't remember that?
I kind of do.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, I don't remember now.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Julie Duran, eh?
Julie Duran.
That's very nice. So, do you know that you can buy a house in Sackville for $37,000?
Yeah, that's... yeah. And you have the story where you're playing wall ball in Montreal and she picked up the ball, and now I know what they
call it. Oh, yeah, and then I lost a point. Yeah, that was really cool. She was taking her little kids to swimming in Montreal.
Yeah, awesome. It's good. It's a good thing that was Bruce playing that game?
Bruce was not there. He's not exactly. In our band.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because otherwise she would have killed it. Like,
that was really nice. Did you have a... Oh, done. We'll talk about this later.
Our tour?
Huh?
That happened on our tour?
No. It happened at They Shoot Horses. Yeah. Can we play one more song, and then I'll let you go. Thank you so much for this. You're a good dude. You've always been. Thanks, Ben, for everything. You know what? Who's going to a Vancouver Canucks game on the 17th of October?
Gort. No.
Hey, Gort.
Anyways, let's go. Bible Belts on CITR.
Song?
If as long as you finish before in 4 minutes or less.
Four minutes? It's okay. Do we have anything else? The you don't want to do the one that you never like. What? So you know the one. No, it's okay. You don't want to end on that. Can I just do
it.
Thank you very much. Helps, so thanks a lot for it. I'm glad
didn't leave just to hurt us. The song with you and Kim was the greatest. Then you went and left us for new friends. She hated you, but now that she's sick again, she asks about you like nothing happened. Take me to the park, and I'll give you back your ring. I told you that I lost.
Bible belts on CITR. Thanks for coming out.
Space heater because of Ben!
Woo! At the shed. Oh, I'm keeping all the bands warm in the winter. So we are going to go to the other studio and wait for a call from Jake Ferguson and Greg McDonald. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully that works. You are still listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Alright, it's Ben Lai here on his, what, I can't keep, like 14th hour, 15th hour of Thunderbird Radio Hell, 24 hours of it. We are, which mic? I can turn on all of them.
This one's on.
We are eagerly awaiting a call from Greg McDonald and Jay Ferguson, which is in the band Sloan. They're gonna use the phone and play a song or two on the system. It's gonna sound hopefully good.
I've played over the phone before.
Yeah.
It sounds all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just can't be very loud, right? Is that what it is? Or I don't know.
I don't know.
You think phone technology has been, it's very vastly improved. And also my other issue is if I know how to pick up calls on the telephone. Sometimes I have issues.
Greg's got an iPhone, so I'm sure those sound great now.
Oh yeah?
Maybe we could get him to play through IMT Pain.
I heard about that. That's the first application you bought for.
Yeah,
is it for on your iPod?
I don't have an iPhone. No, I bought it and I put it on.
Did you bought it on Megan's phone or no?
Yeah. I put it on my bandmate's phone and we sent T-Pain.
Right.
It's a great little thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
how are you feeling? You've got your third.
I'm feeling good. I think after this, I'm gonna go home and take a nap. Actually,
oh, wow.
To be honest, I know.
How are you gonna get home?
Well, because Becky didn't take my car.
Oh wow.
And Megan is not at my. Yeah, anyways, this is very weird talking to understand. I was originally somebody's gonna take my car and drive Megan, your bandmate, to crash at my place. But none of that's happening. So my place is wide open, and I have a car. It only takes me like 20 minutes or less to drive home. I think I'd rather sleep in my own bed than some random, So, all right, this is 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is very exciting outside. So I can hear all that stuff on the
hustle bustle.
Yeah. And also, Maria's coming up at 9 o'clock with Synchronicity.
Yeah.
So stick around for that.
Her guest tonight is Elise Shreya. I'm not good at pronouncing things, so I'll kind of just mumble the last name. It'll be good. And we are still waiting.
They're only a couple minutes late.
They're only a couple minutes late. Or you can text them and tell them to call now. It's not that bad.
Okay. No?
Well,
yes,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Let's do it. Well, I wasn't very firm as to what time that they're...
Okay.
I kind of said, like... I said 8:45. Maybe they're thinking it's tonight at 8:45. Anyways, this is very good radio. So we have... we just had Bible Belt on. It felt like a commentator after, like, a tennis match. Bible Belt is on. They did a great, great set. The dynamics was fantastic. The banter was all right, I guess. Oh no, he's getting a text.
Sending a text.
It's do they know what? Maybe I gave them the wrong number to call. Oops.
UBCCITR.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can
I don't
you give
know.
Them like SFUCJSF?
Yeah. Ha ha. They're calling CFOX right now, basically.
Oh. Nope. Is that a phone call?
No. Nope. Unless the phone is broken.
How do we?
No, it's not though. It's calling, like, the fax line.
We got some... Greg said we got some guy named Tim voicemail.
Oh, no. Tell him to call try Tim's voicemail.
Is it UB... It's UBCCITR.
Yeah. 8604.
604. UBCCITR. 822-2487. Okay.
Because you're getting... Next thing you know, you get... Tim will be getting a nice...
Who's Tim?
I don't know. It's getting a nice nice sound from Sloan. It'll be great.
This is a... we should be doing more of a morning
show. Oh, here we
go.
Here we go. Let's do this. Phone. Which one is on here? Hello. Can you hear us?
Hey, yeah. Is this Jay or...
This is Ben. Jay's there,
hey, Ben.
As well.
Yeah,
Jay, you can talk.
Hi, Jay.
How's it going? So what's happening? So Gregory and I are going to play a couple songs on the radio?
Yes, sir. Over the telephone line.
Over the telephone. Now, how is this going to sound? Do you want us to do a little test? So,
sure.
Like, you can say, move the phone closer, or move the phone...
More bass drum.
What's that?
More bass drum.
Yeah. More synth, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can do a little... The only thing is there is a show at 9 o'clock, so there's a firm deadline in 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Awesome.
So do you want me to just put the phone in a place right now and you can listen?
Yeah.
And you can just say, yeah, that sounds fine or whatever. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, here. I'm just going to put the phone down.
Yeah.
Okay. Or I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
All right. Campus radio is best.
Hey, Ben. Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
What do you think?
Come on.
Yeah, go. One, two.
Sounds good.
Come on. We're going to get started. Yeah. The only thing that's left to do, cure the broken hearted. Oh yeah. Well, come on. We're gonna get started.
Hey Ben, can you hear any of that?
Yes. What do you think, Jay?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
That sound all right?
Yeah. Sounds all right. Yeah, I would say go ahead with it.
Okay. Can you hear the piano?
Yeah. I heard it. I think I heard it.
Jay there?
Yes.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Jay just woke up, so he's sort of in a daze.
I've been sort of trying to nap, but I drank so much coffee. I'm just like, I don't know if I slept or not, and I'm very shaky. But that's neither here nor there.
That's awesome. So we have live on the phone in Toronto. Is that where you guys at?
Ooh. Yeah, we're
Toronto.
Are we on the air right now?
Yes, you're on the air. This whole thing is on the air.
Oh, my God.
It's all great. This is campus radio, man. It's all great.
Awesome.
This
Gregory's really hungover, so it'll counterpoint your...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So we should be doing great, then.
Yeah, we should be doing great. Jay Ferguson and Greg McDonald from Sloan in Toronto on a iPhone. Is that what it is?
We're actually using my stand-up Panasonic phone.
Oh, sounds good. All right. All right. Live via telephone.
A couple of songs for you, is that cool?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to try, I think first you want to do Come On.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is a song from an old Sloan record from 1968 called Navy yeah. Blues, and the song is called Come On.
All right.
Originally called Hot Grapes.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to start her off?
Awesome, awesome. Sounds great. Do you want to play another one, or how does that work? Or do you want
to have time to do another song for you guys?
We got like 4 minutes. How long is your another song, do you think?
You know, we thought we could do a little quick version of Who Taught You to Live Like That, that song, because there's some piano in it.
Okay, let's do it.
Give it a shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay,
thank you, guys.
I think this is going to be my debut playing slide guitar.
Oh, awesome.
Very exciting. Very
you're a bit of a blues musician.
Blues ground. New blues ground. Okay, we'll give it a shot.
Jay Ferguson, Greg McDonald from Sloan on the phone.
Thank you.
Jay.
All right.
There you go, dude.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for doing this.
You're very welcome.
Do you have any...
It's exciting for us to get up early and play music.
Thanks. Are there any Sloan plans? What are you guys working on?
Sloan plans? Let's see. Our band Sloan, we're going to be playing some shows in the fall. And we're putting a new EP out next month. We have a new single that's just available online that just started a couple of days ago that you can get at our website, Freezing. Oh. And it's going to be from a new EP, which will come out digital only, which is going to be next month or so.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. What's the name of the EP?
We haven't decided yet. There's a number of names floating around, and we're all arguing and bickering over email. So,
okay. To be determined.
Idea.
As long as it's not in person, just email.
Yeah.
Email, yeah.
Keep it digital.
Hey, how's it going? And nice to see you. And then over the email, it's like, you suck. I'm sort of kidding. But we have a new song. It's called Take It Upon Yourself. Yeah, and that's going to be on the EP, and there's a song from everybody.
You know, we got Greg to phone in a couple years ago, I guess when he just joined Sloan, and no one really believed him. People, like, talked to us after. Like,
no one believed him that he was in Sloan. Oh, right.
Yeah, it was...
So do you care to confirm?
I still don't believe in myself. I can't believe that Gregory MacDonald plays in our band.
I just keep showing up. Yeah.
It's just some random guy in the house.
I don't take no for an answer.
I think that was Ron Wood's story, too. It was like, I guess they never really asked me to be in the band, but, you know, I'm still here, so I guess I'm in the band.
Yeah. They've never paid me a cent.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, guys. Awesome to be part of, to have you be part of this marathon of live music. We do have to go. There's a show, well, there's an act after us that's going to go on at 9. So thank you so much. And maybe we'll do this again at some point.
Awesome.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks for having us.
See you later.
See you later. Thank you very much. Best of luck.
Bye.
Get ready. Here we go again.
Got your mother brought you well. Got your mama got you well.
This music, reggae music, is tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday.
The love of Jack.
For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide and Jah out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Don't mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Got a monkey in a rubber, don't bless. Dance out.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. It's okay. We've got musicians playing here. We're right smack dab in the middle of 24 hours of Thunderbird live radio hell. So we've got a